On May 28, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "Know, my child, that no man shall add upon nor change the message from heaven to suit his own human desire. I have not in the past, and I shall not in the future or the present contradict my counsel, the message from heaven, in any way. Stay tuned."
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, quote, "Dearly beloved, I charge thee in the sight of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead by his coming and by his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, entreat, rebuke with all patience and teaching. For there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap upon themselves teachers according to their own lust, and they will turn away their hearing from the truth, and turn aside rather to fables. But do thou be watchful in all things, bear with tribulation patiently, work as a preacher of the gospel, fulfill thy ministry. As for me, I am already being poured out in sacrifice, and the time of my deliverance is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. For the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will give to me in that day. Yet not me only, but also to those who love his coming." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play a recording of a holy hour for priests and clergy on September 1st, 1974. We start as Veronica is talking on the tape.
I want you to know at this time that Satan tries to promote confusion, lies, and deception. I have learned that many quotations are being said, erroneous quotations that are supposed to be coming from me. I want it known at this time that anything that is not printed or on the tape has not come from me, most likely. There are many who say that Veronica said this or Veronica said that. I assure you, you must listen with your mind, your intellect, not your emotions, because there will be many who will come to try to cause confusion and deception. There is nothing in truth that is said outside the shrine grounds. While we are on the grounds, Our Lady said there can be no error or deception, because these are the consecrated grounds selected by the Father for the message for the world. Anything you ought to know will be given from the sacred grounds. All other, and Satan can enter upon the words outside the grounds. Therefore, do not listen to hearsay and to other messages that are given in my name, because I can assure you, anything that is to go in truth must come directly from the shrine ground. So powerful are the agents of Satan.
You have just heard part of Veronica's speech at a Sunday Holy Hour on September 1, 1974. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. The weekly Holy Hours continue to grow. In the next year, pious souls have pledged another 416 hours for a total of 17,420 hours of before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this number grew to 100,000 holy hours? Let's go to work on it. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I ask that you pray that there will be many generous donors who will support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program and on this station. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? Those prior to 70 are also most urgent to be given to the world," unquote. 14 years ago, Our Lady asked for the messages in the early years, 1968 to 1970, to be published. Now, for the first time, these tremendous messages are available in print. Their inspiring 16 pages are available for $2 each, plus $3 shipping and handling. Order today. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Don't miss out on this urgent information, the early years, 1968 to 1970. Send $2 today plus $3 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. It is very interesting how the message from heaven is received. It is either written down and signed by Veronica or recorded on a tape recorder. On June 18, 1982, Veronica said, quote, "And I noticed that Arthur," who is Veronica's husband, "says that he has loosened my mantella, a babushka," or he called it a babushka, "from about my neck as I slept, finding me holding the crucifix and the rosary. He was very startled, and the tape recorder was lying by my side." On June 18, 1982, Veronica said, "Yes, Blessed Mother, I understand. I didn't know where the tape recorder is." On August 21, 1976, Our Lady said, "Do not be afeard of the many sights the Eternal Father has allowed you to record, my child, for mankind." On April 13, 1974, Our Lady said, "My child, I may ask you in confidence, or I will give you the choice of recording this for your knowledge." On November 1, 1985, St. Michael appeared and he said, "My child, listen and repeat after me. The Queen of Heaven shall give you a history that must be written down and recorded for all mankind." On July 5, 1976, Our Lady said, Therefore, watch, my child, and record the truth." On tapings with the audio cassette tape, Our Lady said on August 18, 1977, "My child, listen carefully to my direction. I have witnessed much confusion upon the grounds when I arrived. I must caution you, my child, not to be embroiled in disputes over my message. I must also caution you to limit yourself, my child, to giving the message fully, directly, and without change from the written word taken from the tapes. Satan will seek to sow confusion and error. You must not speak upon your own, my child. On May 7, 1975, Veronica said, "The howlings and whistlings are heard on the tape recording." I hear it's constantly writing and tape recording. On December 31, 1974, Our Lady said, "Therefore, remember my instruction. You will retire from the world. You will only be known through your messages. These messages will be given in print and through your tapings." On May 15, 1976, Our Lady said, "As a voice box from heaven, my child, you must not have fear in giving the message. It is not your voice or your mind that you have placed upon paper and upon your tapings. It is my voice and the voices of heaven that cry unto you now, turn back, for you are all on the road to your own damnation." On June 18, 1982, Veronica said, "I will now turn off the tape and continue the rest of the day praying until I receive a call from our Blessed Mother or Jesus, and then I will place the tape on and forget that it is by me at my side. Heaven will give the further directions to me." On June 18, 1982, Our Lady said, "I know your husband is at the door listening and is trying to now get in because he heard the commotion. You will explain it to him, my child, by playing the tape." On September 28, 1974, Our Lady said, "I have asked the gospel truth be written. If you find it difficult to place on paper, you will place it upon a tape, my child, and give it for writing." On October 2, 1990, Our Lady said, "Dear friend, you will write just as you have received it from me. You will be unable to go to the grounds this evening." On November 21, 1981, Jesus and Mary visit Veronica in her home. Our Lady spoke first. Veronica was directed to write it down. On May 17, 1986, Our Lady said, "I cannot, my child, give you your request of last week of the date, but you will keep those photographs that I gave you, and you will know the date. But you will keep these photographs that I gave you, and you will know the date. But you must promise me now that you will not reveal this either by mouth or by writing." And Veronica says, "I promise, Blessed Mother, I won't reveal it." Our Lady said, "You see, my child, if I give you dates, others will run to come back to the fold. But as soon as the danger passes, they will go back to their old ways. We must have complete redemption, not just a temporary state of goodness." There are many people who speculate on dates or a date. I have 6 pages of messages, quotes from the messages saying that there will no dates be given. On December 24th, 1975, Our Lady said, "You must not speculate on dates. I have often told you why, my child, to avoid speculation of dates." On July 15, 1976, Our Lady said, "My child, you will not speculate with dates. I assure you, all the knowledge the Eternal Father wishes you to give will appear before your very eyes." On August 14, 1973, Our Lady said, "No dates will be given, but I assure you, my children, a date has been set." On November 1st, 1974, Our Lady said, "I have asked you not to speculate on dates." On May 30th, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "My child, confusion abounds this evening, but you must understand that Satan is working very hard at this time to bring dissension among the ranks. Do not waste your energies and precious time in trying to restore your present foundation, my child. I am sending you many hands. Therefore, you will go forward and continue to contact our sheep and gather them for my son. I do not contradict my message, my children. You must understand, my words are true, my counsel is true, and I must be followed exactly in this counsel. Man cannot change my words to suit his own desires." Unquote. Here are some interesting messages about the telephone being a diabolical instrument. On October 6, 1977, Jesus said, quote, "In your country, the United States, and North America, there are many agents of hell loose now. They have entered into all your medias of communication. My child, I must caution you again that the telephone is a diabolical, mechanical instrument of Satan. Beware." On February 1st, 1975, Our Lady said, "It would be best, my child, if you would confine yourself to your home with less time on your telephone. It can also be an instrument of Satan. You have to accept the will of the Father, my child." We must preserve and protect the integrity of Our Lady's messages. We must not allow any additions, deletions, or changes. Some people in responsible positions say Veronica had a locution while on the telephone, and Our Lady said the warning in 97. This has caused a lot of confusion. Many times through the years, Our Lord and Our Lady said, "No date or dates will be given. In fact, I have 6 pages of quotes from Jesus and Mary saying on dates that no dates will be given. I'll send you a copy if you would like." Our Lady said that she never contradicts her message. Also, Our Lady said the telephone is a diabolical instrument of Satan. So why then would she use it in a locution? Now, all the messages are recorded on audio tape or written down on paper by Veronica and signed by her. So I challenge those who promote this alleged telephone locution of the warning in 97 to send me a copy of the audio tape of Veronica's voice of this locution, and we will play it on this radio program. Or send me a copy of this locution written and signed in Veronica's handwriting. We will mail a copy to those who would like it. Either this warning in 97 is a true telephone locution, or it is a telephony locution. We'll let you know the results next week. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, Miraculous Pictures, and audio track tape of the June 18, 1988 message, this radio program, and much more. Visit us on the internet at www.tldm.org. We are working to put the 1984 through 1994 messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to continue this project. We also need your urgent prayers and financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners now once again. Now, my first testimony here is from New York. To Our Lady of the Roses, my name is Linda Bodas. I converted around 4 years ago. I was watching a TV rerun, and I remembered saying a little prayer to myself. I said something like, "Well, Lord, I know these are the end days, and there is something that you want me to do. Just let me know." A couple of days later, I was riding in the subway, and I saw the sign that said, "Your mother is looking for you." So I wasn't sure what it was about, but I decided to follow up on this. That when my friends and I came to the shrine, I was just very taken by what I saw going on. I've always considered becoming a Catholic. I just never made that move. I figured this was the Lord's signal to tell me to make that move. So I converted a few months later. I converted to the Catholic faith because of Our Lady of the Roses. I feel a lot more at peace, and I feel that my life has meaning now. Before, I was floundering from that sign. Now, the next part here is from New Jersey. To Our Lady of the Roses, I'd like to give my testimonial as the first time I came to Bayside. Actually, I found out about Bayside through a strange way. Saturday night was bingo night for me. One night when I went to bingo, I found one of the messages on my car. I took it home. 2 weeks later, I picked it up and I read it. The more I read it, the more I was interested in it. So I wrote to Bayside. I got the 3 scapulars and the messages. In December, finally, I decided to make a trip to Bayside. I had no idea what to expect, but something kept urging me to come. I got my brother to bring me and my family down. When we got to the grounds, it was the first time we had prayed 3 decades of the rosary. We had never prayed 3 decades back to back. I always thought the rosary was just 1 Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, and you kept repeating it, and I never realized the mysteries at all. I remembered through the glorious mysteries. I looked at my rosary, and it was 9:30. My children were saying how cold they were. My son was saying his feet were freezing, and another one needed gloves. Well, I said we were totally unprepared. So I took my rosary. It was at 9:30. I remembered thinking as much as I could. I would love to stay. I had to leave because it's a long trip back home, and my family was cold. When I thought that, I felt something enter into my heart. I felt this heat entering into me. I was kneeling at the time. I got up and I told my husband, "Please take me back to the car because I don't want to faint on the grounds or become sick." I turned around to leave the grounds. My whole body went limp. The heat kept getting hotter and hotter. The more I walked, I felt like I was drunk. I was not walking properly. They had to help me. By the time I got across the street, the heat was so unbearable. I started taking off my coat and my sweater. My husband was saying to me, "What are you doing? You're going to catch pneumonia." I told him I couldn't bear the heat anymore. So the minute I took off my hat, the heat just stopped that split second. By the time I got back to the van, I was feeling such a peaceful feeling. I can't explain it. It was just such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. The next day we went to church, and I had a devotion to the Mass that I never had before. I felt the true presence of God in the Eucharist. Since then, we returned back to the sacraments. We go to church on all the feast days and Sundays. I try to attend daily Mass when possible. We play the rosary every day, and we spend time reading the Bible as a family, and it's brought our family much closer together. So I felt my mission to spread the messages and bring more people to the shrine. I work now with the Trent area to bring the buses there. Another thing has happened. I had a change of personality that lasted 6 months. It's an unusual explanation, but I felt the Holy Spirit was working in me. I used to wear shorts and slacks. I no longer wear them. My dress has totally changed. I wear skirts all the time. I dress very modestly, and I try to instill in my children as far as modesty is concerned. But reading the scriptures has changed my whole personality. It's just as I feel the Holy Spirit is guiding me all the way. I used to love to go to dances and parties and stuff. I just don't like the dances anymore. I go, but I'm not into it. I don't go to bingo anymore. I spend my time in scripture reading. I've read a lot of books about the saints, which is something I've always wanted to learn, but never knew how to go about it. I've learned a lot about the saints, too, and I've instilled that in my children because they need role models, especially nowadays, when they don't have a role model. And there is so much pornography and everything on TV. They need to be instilled in the traditional way and the ways of the saints, where we can always serve God and look forward to eternity with Him in heaven. Oh, yes. I believe Our Lady of the Roses has done so much for me. If it hadn't been for her instilling me with the grace to be guided by the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't be here today. I owe everything, especially bringing my family together, to Our Lady of the Roses. That is fine. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.